Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents this week here on blogtalkradio.com. And we've got a tremendous guest with us today. Jason Dowd joins us. He is a photographer. He's also a publicity person in the music world, and as well as the guest booking world for radio programs and TV programs nationwide and worldwide. And Jason, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic.
Now, Jason, talk to me a little bit about, before we get into the PR gist of the broadcast here, talk to me about photography and how you got started doing doing the world of photographing.
Well, actually, that's kind of a fun story. When I was little, I always liked to go around and play with my dad's camera. And, of course, camera equipment was very expensive. So when he saw me playing with his, very expensive Hasselblad camera, he decided this just isn't gonna work because he doesn't want me to drop it. And you know how it would be. So he got me my own camera. It was an 18 millimeter single flash cube photo camera, and it was nothing fancy, but I was able to actually take pictures. When I was taking pictures with this stuff, my parents realized that I was doing things a little bit different. I wasn't just going around taking random pictures. I actually tried to compose a picture that had depth, it had meaning to it. Even if I didn't execute it correctly, I had that eye from a very young age. And one of the things that she remembers, and I remember the most about it, was, you remember those old WWF rubber wrestlers and the wrestling ring and stuff?
Yes.
Well, what I had one of those, and in the basement, coming down to the stairs, coming down to the basement, the way that it looked and the way that the floor was, it kind of sounded like a real wrestling event when you went to this thing, if you put it underneath there. And we had this lamp that kind of came down over the bottom floor, the landing right at the end of the stairs. And if you did it right, you could really make this thing look like a stadium. So what I did is I took like all my stuffed animals and I lined them all the way up the stairs to make it look like there was like an arena floor over there. I had the one light that shined on. It was really dark because back then they didn't really have very spectacular lights over these wrestling rings. And I put like all these types of G.I. Joes and stuff like that around the wrestling ring. And I actually put like two wrestlers inside the ring, leaned inside the ring to give you the outside look of what it would have looked like from inside the ring, and looked up into the stands. And my mom was like, "Wow, that's a pretty cool eye for being like the age of 7." And to be able to try to compose that up and catch the wrestlers inside of it. So that's kind of really what started the whole entire thing for me. And then I realized that when I got older, I either wanted to be a writer or an author or an artist, and I didn't want to die broke. That just wasn't in my cards. So what I decided to do was take the photography route, which I could still consider that art. I could still do artwork with it. I could still do painting and everything else on the other side. But this would bring in money while I actually was able to perform the artwork that I was doing. So that's kind of how I got into the whole photography business part of it.
We've got a tremendous guest with us today. Jason Dow joins us. He is a photography guy. He is a PR guy in the digital space. Now, going from photography, getting into the PR world, how did you make that transition, and why did you make that transition?
Well, I really didn't make a transition. I'm still kind of doing both. But what I realized after I started my art series, Dreams, Nightmares, Fears, and Fantasies in 2009, that I really wanted to get away from the portrait aspect of it and focus on the art. And to do that, I really needed a second full-time job because I was trying to just show my artwork, so I needed money coming in. But from 2003 to 2009, I was actually working with a band, and I was doing band management. I was doing working with PR, with other PR firms, promoters, and everything else. So I really had a kind of a good grasp on how bands work and how the industry worked with public relations and how important it was for these particular artists and stuff. And so when the band broke up, I went and worked for another PR company, and this was the first time I ever worked directly with a PR company exclusively, as opposed to just being like a band member and being like a band manager and being like a liaison between the two. So that's kind of what got me into that, and I realized, you know, because I was able to do so much for my particular art, and I was blowing it up. I mean, I went into Hong Kong, China. I went to San Diego. I went to Atlanta, and I went to all these other things. And I realized the importance of public relations and just promotion in general for any artist that's out there. And so that's why I kind of wanted to stay within that. But I wanted to do more than just PR work. I wanted to get back in the bands. I wanted to get back with the art, and I wanted to help artists like me, who are struggling, make it out there, because that is the only way that bands can really make it, is to have the tools that they need, have the people around them that are not sharks, and promote the hell out of themselves.
We've got Jason Dow joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents here on Blog Talk Radio, and we want to thank you folks for listening and also making us a featured show here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, Jason, you've done some tremendous stuff in the PR world. Talk to me about getting into the publicity world and just everything that you've done as far as working with artists and things of that nature.
Sure. When I first started working with the public relations firms, they had a variety of different fields that they were covering, from, you know, people that owned their own shows, people that owned businesses, people that were authors, people that were singers, celebrities, you name it, all the way up and down the line. And one of the things that everybody's different. I mean, there really is no cookie cutter program for everybody, because everybody has special types of needs. They hit special demographics, and it takes more than what you need than, like, let's just say a businessman, than for an artist to succeed, or an artist to a business person. So what you really have to do is you have to identify who they are. You have to help them define their specific niche. You know, right now, I could go out tomorrow, right now, and run into 25 photographers. But what makes them special from everybody else? What makes them stand out? Same with the music. You know, the identity is important. So what I help them do is I help them define their identity. I help them realize that there are other people out there that are good, positive people that will help their career, not just sharks. So I have spent years and years and years looking for good people in the industry that can also lend their expertise to help them grow. As far as artists and musicians and stuff like that, the difference between the artists and musicians and authors is that musicians don't make claim to fame with just radio interviews. It helps. But they really need to get out there and get their music on the radio. So I try to help them get radio play. I try to help complement that radio play with interviews and other promotions, social media promotions. And then for like an artist, you know, they can talk about their stuff, but again, it has to be visual. So for an artist or an author, sometimes the best types of publicity for them is reviews. Get other people to actually talk about their art and show maybe some pictures about their art, or do a biography about them, because it builds character. So, you know, those are some of the ways that we can kind of work with people that are of all different types of businesses. Now, in the arts, but then the businesses are different, because they can really benefit from a lot of different things. And it doesn't matter if it's national or local, they can use that to build their resume. I'm going to help them build a resume to help them seal the deal for their clients. So it's important to be on national shows. It's important to be on local shows. It's also a great way to, you know, give out to the community through these public relations demonstrations and promotions, giveaways, sales, stuff like that, and help them get that out there. And also community events, charitable events that we can get them working with, and help sponsoring and give back to the community that's helped them establish who they are to that day. So there's so many different things that's out there than more than just getting out there and getting interviews for people. You really need to take what they excel at, help them boost what they fail at, so that way they can balance themselves out, and be a well-rounded client, and then get them out there to really make a mark on the society.
We've got Jason Dowd joining us this week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents, talking about music marketing and music PR and things of that nature. Jason is an award-winning photographer. He's also a heck of a PR guy in the music world. Now, talk to me about what you do for your clients as far as why people, if they're a musician or someone looking for some PR, why they should link up with you, my friend. Kind of give me a sales pitch here on what you do for people.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I do for, let's just take musicians. I help them find, you know, quality gigs, whether it's paying or non-paying. Sometimes the non-paying quality gigs are just as good as the paying gig, because like if I can get you in front of thousands of people at a benefit concert or some type of fundraiser, those people are going to see you, and most of the people there have money. You know, you just don't see, you know, bar people going up there that have no money, that can barely buy a drink for themselves, listening to music. Those are the people that have money that could actually make a huge impact on you, or they might know people that know people that know people and help you along the way. Other things I do is I try to get them signed to labels. I try to get them, if they want to stay independent, there's many, many venues that we can keep you independent and make money on. I can help them get signed up to BMI or ASCAP, whichever they choose. I can help them get their songs licensed through Harry Fox. I'm able to help them compose and build their press kits, their electronic press kits, their and just a repertoire of merchandise. I can help them establish themselves as an individual by helping them find their individuality, both on stage and off stage, from their looks to their style to who they are and who they want to be. I help them build up street teams. I can help them do all kinds of different things. It's like a band manager, and you know, when you combine all these things into one package, you can really, really flourish to make it out there as a band. And we also help them try to find sponsors and fundraising money for to help them if they want to stay independent, because obviously they don't have $20,000 to $30,000 to put out a CD. So that's where I go out and I help fish for that money and help find people that are a good fit, that believe in their music, to invest in their music. Now with artwork, I help people find their gallery. I help people help these artists with their style, their own unique appearances. I help them consulting agent. I help them obtain reviews. I help critique their art and see if, you know, what I would think about it, and maybe they can, you know, tweak something if they want to before they put it out into the world. Sometimes they don't have to. I help them find good ways of selling their artwork and help pinpoint the pricing. There are many different demographics out there, and just because, like, I live in Tampa, you know, there are some places that are extremely rich where you could put a $5,000 piece out there, original, but there are places in Tampa where you'd be lucky to sell a $10 print. So it's stupid to be able to go out there and put up a $5,000 print in there, because it's never going to sell. So these are the types of things I help people establish. With authors, I help them get, you know, all types of interviews. I help them get write-ups and reviews. Same with artists and other types of performers, and for all across the board, I help to try to get them on TV, radio, interviews, and featured write-ups, so that way they can be discovered and have other people find out who they are and enjoy their art as well.
We've got Jason Dowd joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents here on blogtalkradio.com. Jason is an award-winning photographer. He's also a expert publicity person in the music world, and we wanted to have him on today to talk music PR. Now, you also do other things other than music PR. You book radio talk show hosts. You book all sorts of financial investment advisors. You book various people for various talk radio programs. Compare and contrast doing music PR as compared to radio talk show PR.
There really is no difference except for the content. Everybody out there really needs to get their message out, and there's two ways of doing it. Actually, three ways of doing it. Word of mouth from your customers, advertising, or public relations. If you don't have any of these in place, you're never going to go anywhere. you're just a dead island out there that you're looking to make into a tourist retreat. But until you actually point the finger to where you are and what you have to offer, then nobody's going to show. So that's where you become the desert island. The main difference is finding the right outlets that will take people. There are some outlets that that take all different types of content. They like everything. They're a big mishmash of wonderful things that people can learn and listen from. And, you know, that could be from the arts and entertainment up to politics and social right issues. Then there are people that are strictly financials. There are people that are strictly political. There are people that are strictly sports. And those are the ones that we want to try to get them in front of into the right avenues that will feature them and do the most justice for them. There are lots of different ways that we can also work to get people on there be an expert on things. You know, one of the biggest success stories that I could tell you about any type of public relations artist is somebody that actually, whoever was the publicist for Dr. Phil. This is a guy that had a psychiatrist practice. He had a connection to the Oprah Winfrey Show, who they brought him on as an expert to help her out with the guests. Oprah loved him so much that she then took him and helped him get his own show. And now, everywhere you go, you see Dr. Phil. And it started off by one phone call by his publicist. So you never know what these type of ventures bring to you. But what people got to realize is that no matter if you're a business person, you're a musician or whatever, this is not advertising. What I'm doing is I'm helping you build your resume, and I'm doing it to the venues that will benefit you the most. And for the price that you get of one ad in one particular paper that can be seen by just a certain amount of people, you're getting, for that price, an entire list of services that goes with it. So, like I said, I mean, there really is no difference between a business person looking to get public relations, a politician looking to get public relations, or an artist. It just, the only difference is the venues we got to hit to do them the most good.
We've got Jason Dowd joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents, talking music PR, also talking radio PR as well. Let's go back to music PR for a second, my friend. The world of public relations as far as PR, there are all sorts of places popping up on the internet, Reverb Nation, and I know MySpace is real big with music a little bit back in the day. There's a thing I know of called Music Business Network, where there's all sorts of people looking for PR opportunities and they're willing to pay for them. What do you make of the explosion in publicity and people wanting publicity, and has that helped or hurt you in your business?
Oh, it's helped me tremendously. I mean, you can do this yourself, but the way that I look at it is this. If I'm an artist or I'm a musician, do I want to spend all my time trying to go ahead and market myself out there to all these different news shows, radio shows, TV shows, or whatever else I'm trying to get on, which I don't know if anybody's ever tried, but trying to get a producer sometimes is very tough. And it's just because they're really busy. They get a ton of these things a day. So it takes a lot of determination, takes a lot of following up, and it takes a lot of follow through to make sure that this happens. And as an artist, as a band member, I'd rather see you out there writing songs, making music, and mingling with your fans. That's what's going to make you stronger than the PR, but it takes the PR to get those fans. So it's kind of like a catch-22. So that's why I believe that if you have somebody else that's helping you, not only does it look a little bit more professional, knowing that somebody believes in you and they're representing you, but it's also important that you have to do it. Otherwise, like I said, you're never going to find the avenues that you need to exploit to grow as a band. But the most important thing that you can do is take the people that you get from these and use these social media outlets to connect with your fans, because that's what they're looking for. So one of the things that I always try to help bands with, especially like you said, MySpace and everything that's big for music, is to put your music on there and promote your music through these things. Reverb Nation is huge. It's got some great gig opportunities if you just build yourself an online EPK. And I can also use that EPK to help the bands when I go to, like, let's just say a major TV show that features bands on their morning shows and stuff. I could say, here, check out this Reverb Nation. It's got everything you need right there. It's got their music videos. It's got their bios. It's got their photos. And it's got their songs that you can listen to. So it's good to have these venues out there, and they don't hurt my particular industry. They only hurt my industry when these bands refuse to take the time to build these things correctly, or they refuse to invest the, I think it's like $3 a year, $3 a month into these EPKs that they, that these people offer. And I also look at a lot of these venues. There's a couple called Bandmix and other things like that, which you can post shows. You can also post people that need band members. There's a lot of band members out there that are looking for a band to call home, and you know, these are things that I can help my bands with if they fell short of a guitarist, like the guitarist up and quit or something like that. We can go and use these venues to help find the people that they need to fill that extra spot. And there are a lot of other things cool that are coming out now too. I mean, YouTube has been a huge platform for artists, and I've seen people that have gotten discovered never having anything professional about them, but they just like their music, and they just kind of, you know, threw it together. They put up a little karaoke tape and just sang in front of the camera on YouTube, and they have 4 million viewers, which then lands them a record deal. So any venue that you take and use is very important for your particular growth. And there's also this thing called Stage It. I don't know if anybody's heard of that, but this is a great way for comedians, for musicians, or anybody out there that wants to try to make some money but doesn't necessarily have the money to travel. What you do is you actually perform on a webcam, and I think it's done through Skype or it's done through just a webcam service, but people actually pay you money to log in and watch you perform for 30 to 40 minutes at wherever you are through a webcam. It's awesome. And these are things that I can use to help my bands get money, especially if they don't have a lot of money to travel yet. So it helps them build the money that they need to be able to go out there and invest in the products that they need to make themselves a hit.
We've got Jason Dowd joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents here on blogtalkradio.com, talking about music PR and publicity and things of that nature. Talk to me about what's some of the biggest pitfalls that you mentioned, that people can do this themselves, but it's much easier to hire a professional such as yourself. Talk to me about some of the biggest pitfalls that people do when they're doing it themselves.
One of the biggest pitfalls you can do is to send stuff out with spelling mistakes, improper grammar, make it look like, you know, you just threw it together and didn't care about it. You know, I think the funniest thing I ever saw was, you know, I know you just didn't take your head and smash it on the keyboard to update your Facebook status, but that's what it looks like. And that's what a lot of people do. They just sit there and just type and type and type, and they don't care, and then they send it out. If you don't take the time to look it over and make sure it's correct and fact check everything, that shows the producer that you don't care about that interview. Now, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. I don't know any publicist that hasn't sent something out with spelling errors or, you know, unchecked facts or something changed after they sent it. So, you know, everybody gets this. But for a publicist, it's somebody that's actually that should know how to write, should know how to speak, and should know how to sell what you're trying to sell. And that's another thing that the people that do it themselves don't know how to do necessarily, is sell themselves the way that they want to be sold. And, you know, a lot of what you're doing is you only have a short amount of time span to catch the producer's attention enough to open up your email to see if that's even worth going through and following through and getting you on for an interview. So if you don't present this to them correctly, which I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be in the headline. If you don't give a good catchy headline, most people won't open it, unless they happen to know you and you've been sending stuff out for a long time and you've been having good content. Then they will open it with sometimes a very simple headline or a very complex headline. But you know, you don't want to overkill anything. You want people to come on and interview you. So when people get out there and they just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk on this interview, on this email, they've already given up more than what they need to give up. Therefore, you've lost that mystique about it and lost the importance of why they even bring you on to interview you. But you, sometimes with complex stuff, you do actually have to explain it a little bit more. But you got to make it simple so that way people can understand it, but yet also it can benefit it benefits you more. So those that's one of the biggest pitfalls I've seen. The second pitfall is, you know, people seem needy. You can't seem needy. You got to show people that you know what you're doing. You got to show people that this is what I have accomplished, and you know you'd be kicking yourself for passing me up. That's what you got to do. And I see a lot of these people, you know, oh please, this would make me so happy if I can be on your. You can't do that. You know, you don't want to sound like a beggar. You don't want to sound like a whiner if it doesn't happen. You don't want to sound desperate. And a lot of people do because they really believe in this, and they think that they should be on these things, and they should. But doing it the wrong way makes it sound amateur, and people are quick to just bypass that. So, you know, when communication's a huge importance when it comes to these when it comes to this type of field and trying to do it yourself.
We've got a tremendous guest with us today. Jason Dowd joins us. He is an award-winning photographer. He's also a tremendous PR individual, and he does a lot of stuff in the music world. Now, talk to me about what you do as far as merchandise and live things, such as music videos and things like that, away from the PR and getting people on radio programs and things.
Sure. One of the things I do is I try to help people with their websites. I love websites. And, you know, a website works for you 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, nonstop. So it's important if you're a band, if you're whatever you're doing, that it has enough information on there that people can make the decision for you. This is technically your secretary, and when anybody calls your business, the first person they either run into is the secretary or whoever's answering the phone. If they don't impress them enough or can sell it enough to get past that to get to you, then you're losing money. Well, one of the things I've found with any type of artist or business person is a lot of times they don't put their website, they don't put their email address down, and they don't put their phone numbers down. Why would you have a website that does not allow somebody to contact you? I mean, if you're worried about phone numbers or you're worried about spam, there's a couple things you can do. You can get a Google number that allows it to go to your cell phone and all your other phones, but it kind of like masks it. I can't remember the exact name of that service, and that's wonderful. You know, nobody will have to know your actual phone number. The second thing is to get around spam, you just sit there as opposed to putting the .com, you put the bracket com bracket or bracket dot bracket and stuff like that, so it becomes a non-link for spiders to harvest your email address. So I help bands design their website around their particular style, and I also help them make less stupid mistakes by putting out, you know, not putting out enough contact information to get further jobs and gigs out of it. I mean, who'd want to, you know, miss out on that? The second part that I do is I do music videos and I do photos, CD layout covers. I've done a couple of photos for a couple of different CDs now. I have done a music video for Holes and Hearts, Shake the Cage. I've done an EPK video for C.P. Kelly, the country music singer, and I'm going to be doing a lot more of this too coming up as more artists have been coming to me looking for videos. Until just recently, I just started doing this, so it really wasn't a top priority for me, but now it seems to be because I know the value that it brings to the band and or brings to whoever needs it. Any business that wants to do it, like a commercial or something for their website, these are important, and these are your steps to the future, to future clients, and to impress them enough to bring them in and become a client of yours or a fan of yours. So these are two things that I've been working on, and I really like the photos, photo aspect of it, because I can get creative. I just don't like to see the pictures where everybody's standing around with their hands on their shoulders or on other band member shoulders or their hands on the hips or something like that. I like to make it a little bit more intriguing, a little bit more adventurous, I guess you could say, and really bring out the emotions, bring out the style of the band or artist or whoever's there. Because you know, I just don't like regular headshots. But although regular headshots are very important, and sometimes they are needed, especially if you're working with a businessman or businesswoman or somebody else of that nature that needs a good photo for their website or maybe even the back of their book.
Well, we've had a tremendous, tremendous conversation here with Jason Dowd. You can get more information online. Jason, how do we find you on the internet, my friend?
Well, if you want to go to my publicity company, you can go to www.yourpublicitycompany.com. There you can see all my clients, and if you want to book any of them, I would love to have them booked on your shows, or if you want to write about them, or if you need them to come and give you some advice, let me know, and I'll hook you up with them. If you want to check out any of my artwork or any of my books that I've written, you can go to www.dowdstudios.com.
Good stuff, Jason. Well, thanks for doing this, my friend. As always, enjoyed the conversation, and we'll hopefully talk to you next time. My friend, thanks for being on Bill Grown. Enjoy.
Thank you for having me on.
Appreciate it, Jason. Have yourself a wonderful day. Jason Dowd here with us. Good stuff. Your publicity company. And Jason Dowd is one of the top guys in the music business. We've got more next week. Thanks for joining us here on BlogTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.